Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Etsy Shop Reviews. This is episode 41, and we're going to be taking a look at a print-on-demand Etsy shop. I know we can all probably relate to that, and we're just going to be going over what they did well, what they may be able to improve upon, basically with a forward outlook. You know, obviously, print-on-demand businesses, it's not just chasing that immediate return. We're trying to build a recurring, sustainable, passive income base. So we're going to be talking about how this shop that we're reviewing can do that, can help continue to scale up their shop. So let's get started. Quick reminder, take advantage of the free weekly print-on-demand giveaway. The link is at the top of the description. Two winners will be randomly selected and announced tomorrow during top five niches of the week. Also in the description, I've got a link to my 8-day print-on-demand mini course delivered via email, completely free. So take advantage of that. And I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook group that I'd love to have you in. All right, let's jump on over to Etsy. All right, we are on Etsy and we are reviewing the Phantom Eclipse store. And the first thing I notice about the shop is that the image up top is like distorted. It's like stretched wide and it looks weird. Like when you like stretch things out and it's not proportional, it doesn't look right. So, I mean, it has like kind of an air of like unprofessionalism, not meant to be a shot at the shop owner. It's just is what it is, right? Like if it's like a low resolution graphic that's clearly been stretched width wise, but the height wasn't allowed to scale proportionally, it just looks weird. I don't know what else to say. It doesn't look too professional. So I would definitely update the banner. With anything, or remove the banner. I think that would be a great idea. Or just use your same graphic but scale it proportionally, right? So Phantom Eclipse store online, or quality apparel, graphic designs, and personalized gifts. Quality apparel, graphic designs, and personal. You may be missing a comma there. I'm not sure. Maybe between apparel and graphic designs. From Florida, 23 sales. Top shop for gifts. That's great. You got the accolade there. All right. And let's zoom in a little bit and see what you got going on. So what is this? A t-shirt? Yes, it's a t-shirt. I do like kind of how you did the thumbnail there. I don't know. It's kind of like, I guess, up to you to figure out what's best, because I was wondering if that was like a digital download, or, you know, you can sell so many different things on Etsy. I know it says t-shirt in the title, but I just don't know if people actually read titles anymore. I think that they most likely are just like shopping with their eyes and making quick decisions based on the graphic, right? And like I said, like I'm looking at your shop, but most people will be looking at search results and scrolling through, you know, your shirt plus everybody else's. So, I don't know if you want to like just show the design, almost as if it's looking at like the canvas in Photoshop, Canva, whatever you use to design, versus like, you know, scale, like zooming out and showing it on an actual t-shirt like you do here. By the way, as far as backgrounds go, hopefully it's not too nitpicky, but I always want to do like kind of good contrast. Like if I have a black t-shirt, I'm most likely going to be putting something in the background that black contrasts well against. So like for instance, the pink and purple over here behind me, I think is probably the best out of this row. I'm not a huge fan of the second one there. By the way, putting Roblox in a shirt, like Roblox is definitely intellectual property that I'm assuming you don't have the rights to use, so I'd be really careful there as well. Definitely be careful there. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, just talking out loud as I doing an honest review here, like I think these are great though. Like this one to me is like kind of perfect, right? It's a dark shirt. You've got a light background. It's clear that it's a human wearing the shirt. It's cropped in a way where you can see the design. I mean, I maybe would like zoom out just a little bit just to show like the, personally, I mean, I might just zoom out a little bit more, show like the top of the shirt itself. Cause some people may care a little bit about like what the actual shirt is. Instead of just showing the design, like, you know what I mean? You don't want subliminally a customer to not be 100% sure what the product type is that they're buying. And you can generally like ascertain that it's a t-shirt, but depending on how it's cropped, you may also be like unsure, like, oh, is it a tank top? Is it a hoodie? Is it a shirt? Is it a digital download? And again, I don't know that people really read titles, so I wouldn't bank on that being the case. Like as an example here, like this one, you kind of left it zoomed out. Also, it looks like you're, It looks like you're distorting your... I could be wrong here, but, like, it looks like you're distorting the dimensions of some of your images. Maybe you're not here. I don't know. This just looks... This looks like vertically it was crunched down. The same way that your shop banner was spread wide. And I just think any time on the internet that you're going to make modifications to graphics, you almost... Unless it's, like, a solid color... Like, you pretty much always want to scale proportionally and not skew the dimensions of something width but not height, or height but not width. You know what I mean? Because it just looks weird. Like, this, I swear it's something weird is up with this image. But I was just going to say, like, instead of keeping the whole, like, full graphic like this, like, I might just do something like this, you know? Like, you see how I cropped it right there? So we've got her face, and then we've got the design, you know? Or you could even just do the, you know, t-shirt with the design but still keep, like, the neck and some arms in it. Because I just thought, and I mean, I could be completely wrong. It's subjective, all that good stuff. I just think some of the cropping on some of the thumbnails is weird. And then also, I really can't tell if, like, some of these are like skewed in the dimensions. Like, they just look weird. You know, like this, like, is something up here? Also some weird fonts as well. Like, this one is good, but I mean, I don't know if I really like the background. Like I said, kind of like a dark background on a dark shirt. I might lighten up the drop shadow on that shirt as well, like, personally, just because it's, like, imagine just a normal customer who's used to shopping on Etsy kind of seeing that, like, you know, they're not a graphic designer, so they don't know why there's such a dark drop shadow underneath that shirt. It doesn't really, it's just weird, and it detracts attention away from the shirt itself. This one, again, you skewed it. You took the width, and you crunched it, and it just doesn't look right. I mean, yeah. I'm guessing you haven't, I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know, mean, but I'm guessing you haven't sold this shirt, because, like, look, just look. That's weird. I've never seen anything like this. Again, you skewed this one, too. You crunched this one vertically. Also, that font, I would definitely not use that font, but I could be completely wrong. I could be completely wrong if that's, like, a lizard niche font that everybody loves. I'm not a fan of that font, though, really at all, because it's so hard to read. Like, you can just use a standard font. Like, you could just use, like, Edmund Texture, like a nice distressed font, and not even have to, like, slow down to pick what the right font is. Also, if I'm being honest, like, I think some of these designs, to me personally, feel, maybe not this one, but, like, I know I saw a couple ones here, like this one. Again, you crunched, it's like killing me seeing the weird distortion of these graphics. But, like, I think some of these graphics aren't meant to be, like, printed on a t-shirt. That's honestly how I feel. Like, I've said this before in videos where, like, as a web developer, a graphic like this that lives on the internet, just fine. But as a print-on-demand seller, a graphic like that, to me personally, like, it doesn't belong on a t-shirt. It's, like, photorealistic on an animation. Like, it belongs on a television for a kid's show or the internet on a screen. I don't personally feel like it translates into a shirt, like that style of graphic. I don't know what to call that style, though. It's just, hopefully you get what I'm saying. Like, to me, that's not meant to be on a t-shirt, but I could, you know, could be wrong, disclaimer, etc. The way that, you know, I think you need to redo a bunch of your thumbnails, just because what has happened to a lot of them with the skewing is just way too weird. Like, it's just way too weird. It almost is like making me feel dizzy to be looking at your shop, because it goes from, like, skewed, not skewed, I don't think skewed, skewed heavily, not, you know, I don't know. It's just weird. Also, like, you know, if you're going to use gradients, for instance, yeah, definitely skewed, actually, vertically. Like, if you're going to use, like, a dark red, dark blue gradient, like, probably put it on a white shirt, you know what I mean? Like, look, looks much better here, looks much better here. But your primary thumbnail is on a black shirt. And so it's like dark foreground tied to a dark background. It's just not, it's not giving you the pop that you need to get clicked in search results. You know, by the way, I'm not just trying to show negative stuff. Like, you're doing some good stuff. You're running a sale. You're using the pricing hack. I mean, these are all great stuff. You are cropping your thumbnails and making them custom. I think that's great, because, like we typically say, like, people are buying the design. But, like, you know, not all these thumbnails are created equally either. Like I keep saying, like, some of these, like this one right here that I'm highlighting, I think is a great example of, like, a t-shirt zoomed in on the design, but you know it's a shirt because you can still see it's a shirt. Whereas this one right here that I'm showing, I don't feel the same way. Like, you know what I mean? It's like zoomed in too much almost, where at a glance, people might scroll right past it because that doesn't have to be a t-shirt. That could be a bunch of other products. So you need to remember that, like, people do a keyword search and they scroll and they're not going to stop and think twice about scrolling right past your designs. I would strongly consider, like, you know, your designs, it just seems like you're doing a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking that you could spend half as much time on designing and probably crank out shirts that are like twice as good. You know, like it feels to me like you're doing graphic design, like digital design, web developer, website design, and not t-shirt design is how I feel. You know what I mean? Like that's, and it's just one of these things. I don't know how else to really describe it. Like this is the type of design right here. This one right here. It's just a white foreground, white graphic, white text centered on a black shirt. This, I mean, minus the fact that you've skewed the thumbnail again, which is killing me. Still, I'm so sorry for, I know, I gotta stop acting like I'm too good to look at the thumbnails. But it is weird, man. Like, my brain is like, I'm getting like dizzy from looking at it. Like, this is t-shirt design. Like, I mean, there's definitely layers. Like, you can do much more than this, but I would start here. Graphic text centered. Go. Graphic text centered. Go. Not, you know, oh, let me go grab a website graphic that's not meant to be on a t-shirt, put it on a t-shirt, then go find some custom font, then put like a gradient and a stroke on the custom font and make it asymmetric. Like, it's getting off into the weeds, spending way more time to create designs that like aren't following what I would consider to be best practices. But I'm not like the voice of God of print on demand. Like, I'm just a YouTuber. I'm just giving you my opinion. Like, I think you can keep it simple and do much better. But like, a lot of these fonts too, and like the spacing, like, you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't worry about like using whatever this font is. You know what I mean? Like, there's no need to go grab this font. Like, just use Impact font. You know what I mean? Impact is big and bold. So that's why, but you don't have to, when I say Impact, I mean, use a big, bold font that's easy to read. And then like, instead of having to go to some website and research what font you feel like fits the niche, like, yes, sometimes it's great to go find a font that matches your niche, but I think you're almost at the point where you need to like reset to the basics, because I think you're doing too much. And it's like, I guarantee you it's spending like twice as long on these designs for a font that doesn't even look good. Like, I mean, and I'm, again, subjective. I get it. But like, a, you know, like this too, it's, this text is so small. You know what I mean? Like, why make it so small? You're using less than 10% of the available design canvas space on this shirt. Less than 10%. You know what I mean? It's a value proposition, potentially, you know, in the customer's perception, a value proposition to have, even if it's the same font, if you love this font, use the same font, but increase the font size. You can put one word per line. You know, there's various ways to make this look good. And I mean, honestly, it's not like some formula-driven right or wrong way. Like, you can just go to Etsy and type in, like, funny shirt or trending shirt or whatever. Like, Father's Day's coming. Father's Day shirt. Not to steal the niche idea, but just to look at the designs and derive some inspiration from bestsellers instead of, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean, but, like, whatever this is, this looks like you didn't try that hard. And then also, it, like, I think you made the hooping word slightly bigger than the previous line, but it looks like it's like at most 5% bigger. So it almost looks like a typo then, you know what I mean? Like if you're going to make it bigger, like 33% plus. If you make it like 5% bigger, it's like not even noticeable. But when you do notice, it looks like a mistake. Like, I just think, like, the best thing that the shop owner of the store can do, and, like, the weird, the awkward spacing here is just, like, it doesn't look right. I mean, I just think you need to, like, just go to Amazon, go to Etsy, type in super generic search terms, and then type in t-shirt, and just look at the best sellers. Because I just think you've deviated from what we know works. And it's not that you won't make sales. You will make some sales. You've got 23 sales, I think. You know what I mean? That's great. 23 sales. But like, you can add a couple zeros to that because you're adhering to a lot of Etsy best practices. But like, we always come back to the same thing where your designs have to be good enough. And I think a lot of your designs are lacking. And design is of course subjective. So, but like also the way you've done your thumbnails with the manipulation and the skew, you got to fix that. You got to roll that back. Cause that's just going to drive your customers crazy. All right, guys. But let's wrap up this shop review here. Hopefully it wasn't too hard on, like, it's almost like tough love, right? Cause I have no real vested interest in, right? Like, this isn't my shop. I want you to succeed though. So I'm just trying to give you some tough love and like just help you out. Cause I mean, you're on the right path. As far as like Etsy goes, you're doing a lot of things right. As far as design goes, there's room for improvement. And like I was saying, I think you can cut your design time in half and make designs that are twice as good. So you know what I mean? That's like a huge step in the right direction by just kind of studying and adhering to some of the best practices and even taking a few steps back, resetting, making some text-only designs. Like, you've got some good text-only designs, by the way. They're not all bad. You know what I mean? Like, they're definitely not all bad, but like, there's definitely some approaches you can take to text-only designs that I think you can implement to increase click-through rate and increase conversion rate. So again, look to the best sellers. Look to some of my content that I put out there, because I definitely am a big fan of text-only designs. And yeah, thank you guys for watching this video. Please hit that like button and subscribe if you are not already. And I will see you guys tomorrow with a new Top 5 Niches of the Week video.